Well, hello again, Michael Connor, Sex and Podcasting. This is a great week for podcasters, I think. It's not a great week for NPR or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but I think the news sort of drives the point home that I've been trying to make, which is it's all about the money a lot of times. This week, the news was that everybody is shocked and dismayed to find out that Ken Tomlinson, who's the Bush administration appointee in charge of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, is putting a little pressure on NPR about the bias of their news. And everybody's up in arms about that. The biggest name is Bill Moyers, who I think is a fantastic guy. I love his stuff. But why are we so amazed that he who pays the piper calls the tune? I can't quite get as excited about this as everybody seems to be. It just seems to me that if you're big and you need lots of money and you're sucking away on the corporate tit or the advertiser tit, you're going to wind up someday being slapped and said and being told, no, you can't do that anymore. And that's a choice you should make going in, it seems to me. So you take your money from the government and the government changes to a more conservative point of view and you get slapped around because you're too liberal. Well, hey, kind of goes with the territory, don't you think? So if you're running a community radio station, let this be a lesson to you. You too aren't immune. But for those of us who are podcasting, one of the big advantages that we have is we're so small, it's so cheap to get into this that we don't need that kind of money. And thus, I think podcasting becomes the place where the interesting voices reside, where the interesting points of view are taken. And, mainstream media, the old media, will just have to catch up. Now, here's another interesting tidbit that came out last week. The New York Times did a piece about this. And they said that Clear Channel and Cox, the two biggest commercial broadcasting outfits, are starting to drop rock format stations from their lineup, switching them to talk radio or something else. And there are a bunch of interesting observations in there, most notably that they're losing money, which is always an interesting thing in an environment that's essentially a controlled monopoly where you should be able to just print money. But one of the reasons that they're losing money is because they're losing listeners, especially young listeners. And another interesting tidbit that came out is that apparently since about the year 2003, a couple of years ago, Cox and Clear Channel have been ignoring the women demographic. They just don't, when they do their rating sweeps, they don't include the results from women in the decision-making process. And so as a result, the format of the station is pretty much catering to men. Well, gosh, I wonder why the ratings are going down. Anyway, sorry for the sarcasm, but God, these folks are so stupid. The other thing that came out late in the week is that iTunes, which is great music software, is now going to support podcasts pretty soon, which is going to make a big difference, I think. One of the problems with podcasting right now in this sort of super early stage is that it's just really hard to do. Not from my standpoint, not from the producer's standpoint, but from your standpoint, from the listener, it's a pain. I've stopped listening to podcasts the podcast way. I just listen to them on my PC because, pulling it, getting the quirky software to work right, and then getting it on the iPod, and then getting it in the car, it's just a hassle. So I'm glad to see that iTunes is coming into the game. I think that'll help a lot. And all the more reason why these small, super decentralized podcast voices are going to be more and more influential as time goes on. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.